This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Straczynski's there and scores! Arsenal have turned this game round.
Took a deflection on that cross and a goal for Straczynski.
Oh, and Straczynski is in and scores!
Welcome to the all-new Arsenal Weekly Podcast with me, Dan Roebuck. On today's show, we're focusing on the little Mozart, Tomáš Straczynski, who made his debut for us this week 12 years ago. Alexander Klebb talks to us about his friendship with Tomáš. We'll speak to Chris Harris about some of his favourite Straczynski moments. But let's kick off by going behind the scenes at Tomáš's farewell game in Prague from the man himself.
Tomáš, first of all, could you just explain your emotions ahead of the game tomorrow?
Obviously, I'm looking forward to see and meet the guys again. Obviously, I think it'll be emotional for me. And I'm very looking forward to see everyone because some of the guys I didn't see for a very, very long time. And it will be great moments for me. And I hope not only for me, but for the people who will be watching and for all the other guys who will join me in this game.
What have the past few weeks and months been like for you leading into this game?
It was a lot of work, I have to say. Obviously, I was part of the organization, and I have to say I was surprised how much work is behind to organize stuff like that. So it's a good experience as well for me, and honestly, I was surprised that it's so much hassle with that.
Is it extra special because it's in Prague, where your footballing journey started, and you've sort of come full circle? You're finishing off your career in Prague.
That was the point what I wanted to happen it like that. I felt I had nice closure with Arsenal, that I said goodbye to the people there, and obviously here, like, I didn't say goodbye to the Sparta fans or the national team fans here, so it was obvious choice that we will do it here, and I will close my football career here back home.
How much does it mean to you that some of your best friends in football are here? People have travelled from far and wide to come to celebrate you.
Oh, it's actually amazing. Obviously, a lot of players are not available or for whatever reasons, which is absolutely understandable. But still, great friends of mine and great players will come. And it's great. I'm absolutely delighted that they will make the time to be part of this game. And it's great to have them here.
If we had a time machine, we offered you the chance to go all the way back to the late 1990s when you're just a teenager starting your career, would you do it, or are you happy with the way things have all panned out?
Obviously, the year, basically what you said, I was 10 years old when it was 1990, so the kid I used to be, I couldn't imagine I could have a career like that, to play in Dortmund and spend 10 years in Arsenal and play 100 games for my country. So I wouldn't change it, absolutely not. Obviously, I would change some of the parts, what happened during my career. Of course, everyone knows the troubles what I had with injuries. So that's the big regret what I have throughout my career, that I have too many injuries. So some things I would change, but definitely not the way.
At the end of the 2015-16 season, we all remember that guard of honour on the pitch at the Emirates. How emotional were you at that time? What was going through your mind?
Yeah, again, it was very emotional, obviously, when you leave a place obviously I knew it for a longer period of time that it will be my end basically in Arsenal, but still it will get you when you know you are walking on the pitch for one last time, and you know your teammates gives you a guard of honor and you say goodbye to the fans. It's difficult, obviously. Every end is difficult, and particularly the end when you have to leave something what you love, you know. So it wasn't easy at all. I can imagine it will be similar tomorrow. And, well, I will see how we'll cope with that tomorrow.
So on Sunday, 9th of June, a selection of Thomas's ex-teammates joins him on the field one last time. Here's Kieran Gibbs, Gael Clichy and Robin Van Persie talking to Arsenal Media's Rob Kelly about the experience.
Brilliant. Great day. Like, a pleasure to be a part of Thomas's last moments on the pitch. I think the fact that everyone, you know, stayed out because the conditions out of nowhere just got crazy, but just show what player he was and the person he was, that everyone stayed out and supported him right till the end.
How much fun was it to be back on the pitch with like Sir Thomas and Cesc, of course, and then you've got Flam and you've got all these players that you would have played with when you were younger?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we were with each other yesterday for a little catch-up. It's obviously good to see everyone. But I think obviously the most important thing was just that we celebrated such a great player that Thomas was. And players like him don't come around often, so you have to celebrate someone like him. Because for me, like, he plays football the way football should be played. And that's so rare to find. So, like, it was just an honour to be a part of it, really. I met Thomas when I was first becoming a professional footballer, and he helped me so much personally, and I admired him as a player and as a person, so I was always going to change plans to make sure that I was here.
Gael, what was that like, reunited, playing on the pitch with all of your old teammates?
Yeah, it's actually, it's fun, and we were talking before the game, and it's actually, for most of us, 10 years, you know, we nearly missed out for 10 years, and, you know, for 8 years we've been playing together, and every day, you know, we've been seeing more than the family, so of course it's a very good moment for us to share since yesterday and then until tomorrow. Of course, you know, the rain killed a little bit the fun, but what a player, what a career he had, and we can tell today again that, you know, he was passionate with, you know, the people around him.
Really nice moments in that game, weren't there? Especially at the end with Thomas's son scoring the winning goal.
Yeah, well, you know, it's today is all about him, and it's already hard when you have to say goodbye to, you know, your sport that you've been doing for so long. Football is losing one great of a player. You know, I remember when he signed for Arsenal years ago, everyone was excited. So it's pleasing to be here. He's a friend, and like I've said before, you know, for 8 years we spend more time all together than with our family, and this is years that will always, you know, stay in mind, and you know, you play for this, you know, football in the end is a game, and those moments like this weekend are forever. When I received the text and the call from Thomas, you know, asking me to come, I was really happy, because I think the year when I played with him, the first 2 years, is probably the best year of my career. So we were, again, all this group of players, we played for 4 or 5 years. He came in the moment where, you know, we needed some extra talent in the team. And like I told you before, when he signed in the dressing room, everyone was buzzing, you know, and you just wait to see the guy, because he done so much in the game that we were happy to see him. And so elegant. It's easy to be a nice guy in football when you don't have quality. But when you're a talented player like him, you don't see many guys like him, you know, humble and with that talent. You don't see that often. So, yeah, of course, he's a special player and he's a special man.
Robin, tell us about that out there today. It looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good fun. It was a nice game for the fans as well. And, yeah, Thomas got his goal. And I think, you know, it was deserved. He had a fantastic career. Besides that, he's a fantastic person. He's a family man. So, you know, he actually deserves an evening like this.
So, you know him as well as anyone, really. What was he like off the pitch, in the dressing room and just away from football?
Like a gentleman, but funny as well. He had a lot of humour. And on a night out, on a Christmas party with the families and stuff, he would be one of the first dancing on the dance floor, you know? So, yeah, he had that bit extra as well. He was a very funny guy. He still is. And, yeah, like I said, you know, he was a top player, but more important, he's a real gentleman and he's a fantastic person. So, when he called me, I was honoured to be, and I'm here. So just to make it his party, I think we did quite well. Everyone had a good evening. Just the weather was a little bit, we had to wait a little bit, but yeah, we can't do anything about the weather.
How much did you enjoy being back on a pitch with the likes of Thomas, Flam and everyone?
It was good. You know, it's always nice. Even if it's a game like this, it's always nice that you have players around you who can give that through pass, or who can make a little one too. That's always fun.
Alex Hleb formed a formidable midfield partnership with Thomas and a strong bond off the field as well. Here he speaks to us about their friendship.
So, Alex, obviously we're here for Thomas's weekend. What does Thomas mean to you as a friend?
He's fantastic. I meet him in Germany. We play a lot of times. I play against him and he's fantastic. He have everything to be legend, you know, and for Arsenal, he's something special, like Thierry Henry, something like that, because he did so much for this club, and I'm so enjoyed to play with him. He's unbelievable. He like, you know, like Picasso, really. He make everything in the game, you know, he not standard, decision take, and he love to play passes. And vision in the game, unbelievable. I'm only enjoy, I remember still this time, this fantastic, I never forget this.
Tell us about him as a man. What was he like off the pitch? You were great friends, of course.
No, we spent a lot of time in England when we played together. He's fantastic, he very shy, you know, and he love his friends, and we also love him because he like natural, you know. He didn't play with us. He like not arrogant, and I'm enjoy to talk and communicate with him.
How much does it mean to you to be here, to be with all your friends again this weekend?
Yeah, this is also a good time. In this moment, this is like last game in his career, he invite his friends, and I'm happy to be here together in this day with him.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Chris Harris covered Thomas Rosicky for his entire time at Arsenal Football Club. Chris Harris, Arsenal veteran. What was Thomas like?
That sounds like I'm a veteran too, doesn't it? You really have.
I know, that's where I was going.
You completely throw me under the bus there. I've been there many, many years. Thomas Rosicky was a pleasure to deal with, a real down-to-earth guy. And here's a guy who went through various trials and tribulations. He didn't like doing boring interviews. If anything, he was one of the players who made us change our mind about how we interview players, because if a player's not engaged by what they're talking about, we don't think someone who's watching the interview is going to be engaged either. So we got him onto his passions, and his passions are things like rock music and playing guitar. One of the big regrets is we never got him playing guitar while Petr Cech was on drums. But no, a really good guy, always came over and said hello when we were away on tour, a really decent, genuine guy.
Is that one of the reasons you think he connected so much with the fans?
I think that's true. I think they like that about him. I also think it's because he was a class act on the pitch. You know, he's a really elegant player. He can make a difference. I think as a fan, if you see a player get on the ball and you're on the edge of your seat because you think he's going to go and make a difference, then I think that wins that respect. Also, the sympathy from having the injuries down the years, that made a difference too. But Thomas had this, and I'm speaking as a fan here, he had this incredible energy on the ball where he'd pick the ball up and he'd be in a tight spot and he'd spin away from his marker, burst past someone, he'd make a difference. And I think in that era where, in terms of aesthetics, having Rosicky on the pitch with Fabregas and Hleb and players like that as well, I think... Arsenal were great to watch then. Didn't win as much as they should have won, but Rosicky was a big reason for them being that good to watch.
And he always scored against Tottenham. Always helps.
He always scored against Tottenham. Probably my favourite Thomas Rosicky story from kind of covering him over the years came when I was in Bruges. I was away with a few friends on a weekend in Bruges, and we were playing Spurs in the derby at White Hart Lane. And we were struggling to get a view of the game. We were going to the Bruges derby ourselves, so we had a big game to watch. So we had this very old-fashioned radio, and we listened to the commentary or bits of it that we could hear. And Rosicky scored this absolute cracker in, I think, the second minute, one of the best goals you'll ever see, at the Lane as well. And we celebrated long and loud on the street in Bruges, then went into the game. And I think FC Bruges are playing their local rivals. And they were 1-0 up at half-time. And the Arsenal game was due to finish just as the Bruges game was in its half-time lull. So here's a pocket of about eight Arsenal fans clinging to the radio, listening for any little tidbit of information from White Hart Lane. The final whistle goes, and suddenly this pocket of Arsenal fans erupts in the Bruges crowd. Everyone else is just eating their hot dogs and just enjoying a lull between the first and second halves. And everyone turns to look at us, wondering what on earth we are celebrating. And that is my favourite Rosicky moment, that he was hundreds of miles away and we weren't working, but he made us very, very happy that day.
For me, one of the standout moments for me was 2014 FA Cup final. Obviously, Thomas had been here a long time, so close for so many times with trophies. Made a cameo, didn't he? Came on, I think it was second half, and that was special for him that day, wasn't it?
It really was, and there's a lot of players in that squad who were within touching distance of winning trophies, and Thomas was one of them. To see him with a smile on his face that day, the relief, finally got over the line and won a cup, that was great to see. Yeah, Thomas played 246 times in about 10 years. That tells its own story. Here's a man who was frustrated time and time again. So to see him on the pitch with a trophy, big smile on his face, it meant a lot.
Picking up on the injury thing there, if he hadn't had all those injuries or that bad luck, how good do you reckon he could have been, not just in the Premier League, but on the world stage?
I think he would have been one of the best. No, he was potentially world class. He came to Arsenal with a pretty big reputation, and he just had that ability to change games. I think when you have that ability to change games, the fine margins make a difference. If you are half injured, you're not quite fully fit, you don't have that burst. Jack Wilshere found that down the years when he wasn't quite at 100%. He couldn't quite get away from players. And Thomas, in his prime, was dynamite on the pitch. When he was struggling, maybe he comes back too soon or he's picked up half an injury, he wasn't quite at his best. If he'd been injury-free, he would have been world-class. I think what struck me also about him was the variety of goals he scored. He wasn't just a holding midfielder who could knock it sideways. He got forward, he made things happen. He scored the long-range goal against Spurs we talk about. He went through one-on-one against Spurs in the FA Cup, running from the halfway line. He scored team goals. He started and finished the goal against Sunderland, which lives long in the memory. He was a genuine all-rounder, scored at Liverpool with a first-time curler into the top corner. Thomas Rosicky could do it all.
Chris Harris, thank you very much.
It was not an easy game.
You're at Arsenal Football Club, it's going to be big pressure.
Take the positives and, look at the next game.
I think we showed great determination.
At the end of the day, we're able to get a result.
Get behind each other and stick together.
In the end, it's something that's going to give you points.
The final word.
The final word today belongs to the man of the hour, minutes after he left the field for the final time.
Yeah, obviously it's very emotional, and it was a great moment. I have to say that I could share this moment with all the guys who came to play in that game and to be here with me. So I have to say thank you to everyone who came here and make this moment very special for me.
I hope so. You will see me again soon. So obviously whenever I can, I will come to watch my favorite club on the pitch, and maybe I can sometimes participate as well. So we will see.
Well, that's full time on today's pod. Thanks to all of our contributors. You can help us out by subscribing to the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. And while you're there, why not leave us a review? We'll be back next week when we turn the spotlight on Robert Pires.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.